when I went back home, and I mean literally mean back home, across the world, they had speed bumps in the streets. No, really, they were in the streets. Like, on a normal street.
Where are you from originally?
I was raised in Arabia.
Okay.
Born here, in the United States, raised in Arabia. I don't know how long, I mean, those must have been new because I don't remember, well, I don't remember them being there when I was there 26 years ago. It's just weird, you know, you're driving down a street, like, for example, if they had, like, a Durango Drive, there would be a speed bump right in the middle of the road, and you'd have to slow down. It was weird, but I don't think I know why they did that, because the drivers there, they drive rough. I mean, it's like a free-for-all. It's like it's constant aggressive driving over there. I'm surprised that there are very few accidents.
Everything is like on timing, huh?
I guess. I mean, there are the rules of the road are different. I mean, it's constant aggression. I hated it there. I mean, I got really. I mean, once you're used to it, you know, once you've been there for like a few weeks, you know, you can. You're used to it, you can drive it, but you wouldn't want to do it when you first get there, because, you know, you drive like here, you know, you follow, there are rules in the road, it's, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's very structured. Well, almost. Yes. Okay, there are less idiot drivers here than there are. But yeah, I mean, like, for example, I got out of the car and my... You know, my family relative had seen someone he hasn't seen in years. So they were standing right in the middle of the road and just talking, and I'm thinking, I don't feel safe. Well, the drivers just drove right around us like we were, like, okay. I was just waiting to get hit again. You know? It's weird. I don't even know why I'm remembering all this. Let's just say it was culture shock when I came back here 3 weeks later. Oh, wow, everyone drives differently. Oh, yeah, I'm in the U.S. now. I mean, the whole U.S. just was different when I came back here. Even though it was 3 weeks. Not as bad as the culture shock that I faced after not being there for 26 years. Actually, the complex where I live is so bad that they installed new speed bumps because you had idiots going over 25 miles an hour and trying to street race like right through our complex. I still hear it every night, but it's, thank goodness, very far away.
Go around and then
no, because
are you fine over here?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, Sarah. Let's go.
Yay. Yeah. Yeah, they had an 11 p.m. pickup, and I'm like, no. Well, because I didn't know how long the event would last, I missed, like, the last part of it, but that's okay, you know? I got most of it, and, so... You know, because, I mean, my fear was it would end early, and I'd be stuck at the hotel for 2 hours, you know? I'd be stuck, so... I just wanted to play it safe, I'd leave early. Because I'm not familiar with that area, so I'm not sure how safe it was...
Downtown?
Yeah, where I was. And they're like, oh, yeah, yeah, it's pretty safe. All right. Well, okay, we are right by the Fremont Street, so yeah, maybe it is, but...
So what kind of conventions do you have over there?
Actually, this is my first at the Main Street, at the Main Street Station. I've never, I hadn't been there. I didn't even know it existed.
What convention is that?
It was the Nevada Federation of the Blind State Convention. And we did a lot. There's a meeting tomorrow, but I'm not going to be there. I'm going to be sleeping all day. I told them, I said, no, I'm not showing a wow album. You know, a bit of trivia about them, they don't speak English.
Yep.
It's not obvious when you hear them sing, though.
Turn
teacher used to actually play for the ABBA show here in Vegas.
Really?
Uh-huh.
3/4 of a mile. Turn right on West Flamingo Road.
What is your cross street? Pine Shores?
Yes.
What's like the major street over there?
Oh, gosh. All I know is I live on Durango and 215 South.
Okay.
So,
Durango and 215 South.
Yep.
Okay.
So, gotcha. You know, where are we? Where are we?
We're on Fort Apache and Flamingo.
Oh, okay.
We're close.
Yeah, not that bad then.
We're like 5 miles or 6 miles from your place.
Yep. Yeah, I've been keeping an eye on it with my GPS. It's home.
Yeah, it's a nice place.
It is. The neighbors aren't.
Well, my uncle used to have a place over there.
Oh, wow.
From California, and then sold the place.
Oh. Well, like I said, the neighbors aren't. The neighbors aren't, but the place is pretty good. Some of the neighbors aren't. You know, they think, well, you know, I mean, some people think, like, that I'm like them, like, because, I mean, I live in a pretty well-to-do area. They think that I'm like them, you know. I'm not. I don't want to be. I don't want to be like one of them, you know. Yeah, I hear that all the time here.
Uh-huh.
But then again, I'm right by the hospital, so.
It's a metro, so.
Yeah.
An accident.
There was a nasty accident when I was walking with someone over to get some coffee during one of my breaks. And yeah, and there was, I mean, I stepped, lucky I was wearing my boots, I stepped on some glass and the car had turned over, and it looked pretty bad.
Uh-huh.